One, two, three, four!
We gotta get going.
No, stick around. Hang out with us.
Cool. Yeah, we'll stay and hang around with yous. With Alice Cooper.
We're not worthy! We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Now, you're all here for one reason.
To rock!
We're here to rock!
This is Rock Overdose. 90.3 WHPC.
Surprise! Well, it's not exactly April Fool's Day, but it's pretty close. It's close enough to Halloween to do something like this. This is a bit odd. We found out that I was asked if I could basically come in and sub for today's show between 6 and 7, and I was very glad to be able to do it. So we're going to have a second edition of American Hit Radio, so to speak, between 6 and 7. Thanks to everybody for setting this up for us. Coincidentally, this is incredibly coincidental, we just finished doing one live show between 5 and 6 with Bad Mary, and I really had wanted to do another live show this week as well for personal reasons. As a lot of people probably know by now, listeners, maybe you do know or maybe you don't, that one of the things that I do with my time is this thing called NRMA, the New York Roots Music Association. We've been pretty dormant for the whole COVID era for the simple reason that NRMA is a lot of people. We generally bring together something like 40 or 50 musicians to put on a specific theme-based show. And when we do this, we'll rehearse and rehearse and rehearse in a small room and then go out and perform the show once and then never do it again. It's incredible fun, tremendous amount of love and sharing, and musicians get to know each other. And I've gotten to know a whole heck of a lot of musicians through doing this sort of thing. The folks in Bad Mary, who we just heard in the past hour, have been a big part of that. Another person who I met really early on while we were doing the NRMA thing from the very beginning was a guy named Pete Crugnally. Pete Crugnally was in a rockabilly band that was doing the same circuit that my band was doing at that time. And it was really the two bands that came together in the beginning and said, we should do something besides just playing in bars. We need to come up with a better idea than this because this is getting old. And eventually the concept came into fruition about having us all come up with themes and bringing in guest musicians and playing and all that sort of thing. And it was Pete who said, maybe you'd be interested in meeting my brother. And I said, well, of course. I mean, at the outset of NRMA, we weren't 100 people at all. We were maybe, in the beginning, we were about 9 or 10. And we slowly grew up to about maybe 15 or 20 or something like that. And Pete's brother, Eric, came down and started to do some of the NRMA shows and became a regular member of what we do. Now, as I got to know Eric, I found out that he was a great songwriter, not just a good singer, but a really accomplished songwriter. He would, you know, I'm going to let him tell you about this because this is what we're going to do for the next hour is pretty much talk about Eric's music and a special show that is coming up this very weekend, which is why the timing of this is ideal that we get to have this extra hour and cut to it. So I'm in this wonderful predicament of being able to do two live shows in a row, and I can now introduce a good friend of mine, incredibly talented musician, Eric Crugnally. Eric, welcome to American Hit Radio.
Thank you, Tom. It's exciting to be here. Yeah. Glad this worked out. It was very, very last second.
I mean,
text and,
If I didn't get the get the email at 1:30, it wouldn't have happened. It was rather amazing. So here it is.
But it's perfect timing, like you said. You know, we have the show this weekend. It's the International Pop Overthrow Festival New York edition, and we're playing. We have a set on a Sunday afternoon at 2:45, and Tom is playing drums in the band with us, and as well as several other of the NIRMA All Stars. That'll make up the band, and we can talk more about them as well. But, I think yesterday we were just, sent some emails around. It was like, hey, everybody, they definitely want us to promote the show. And, if you don't mind putting it out there. So that maybe put the little thought in your head when this opportunity came up. But, it's great. I'm great. Glad we were able to work it out and make it down here.
Oh, I'll tell you. I felt guilty at first, but there's nothing I could do about it. The way it was set up is I talked with Bill from Bad Mary, Bill mm-hmm. McIntyre, about doing this maybe 6 weeks ago. Yeah. And we said, what's a good time? And we said, how about this date? So we set the date and it was calendared in. And it didn't even, I'm always like, I'm just really bad with not double booking, with double booking myself and things like that.
I figured that out already.
Yeah.
Did you notice?
Yeah, for example, I'm away this weekend and the gig is this weekend. So I'm driving down on Sunday early in the morning to be sure I'm there on time.
I'm envisioning you like calling me like, on your way, can you stop at my house and pick up my drumsticks? And I forgot them.
Right. That's really a funny thing because I know that there's a backline and everything, but I'll say, okay, the woman to bring cymbals and a clutch. That's fine. And I'll just put that in the car and I'm like, oh man, I are they going to have a stick bag for me? That'd be ridiculous. Yeah. But how did this come about? In terms of getting like the offer, I know you've made at least two CDs, correct?
I have two albums that I've put out, under my own name in the past few years. And then a couple of singles that have come out since then as well. But I think, so with my first album, which was titled Carol Was Here, which came out a few years back, it through some connections. So it was produced by the Kevin Bentz, who I've worked with on all of my music. He's a great producer and musician himself and songwriter. But through his association with the project, I think I got some notice in some of what you would call power pop circles.
Right.
So you know what power pop is, or if anyone doesn't know, it's just basically very melodic pop,
high energy rock.
Yeah,
and roll,
it's rock and roll, but what used to maybe be pop back in the 60s and 70s, and you could say maybe it started with the Beatles, or you would say anything from Badfinger, even the Beach Boys, Cheap Trick.
Big Star.
The Raspberries, Big Star. Yeah, that type of guitar-oriented melodic, music. So there's lots of subgenres to that too, right? And I'm not sure I totally fit into that 100%. But it got some notoriety there, and I was actually very pleasantly surprised but shocked that, I was making some, in the power pop circles, top 10, top albums of the year lists, and it'll be like, oh, I'm next to this real artist, that's
Well, there's a Martin Crenshaw element to it in a way with what you've got, because your songs are incredibly melodic, they're very literate, but they've got a really good strong energy and they're incredibly well arranged. That's like, that's the first thing that strikes me when I hear it.
The way I would explain what I do maybe to people, instead of saying, well, I'm a songwriter, I make music, and I'd rather, I kind of really enjoy being in the studio and all those aspects of creating, creating something, a 3-minute, little performance that's, trying to incorporate and make you feel like the songs that inspired me to do this, kind of would send a chill down your spine or give you goosebumps, whatever it was that, I was just like, oh, I want to write a song like that. Oh, I want to write a song that makes me feel like that and maybe makes other people feel like that. So that's kind of what drives me. But so it was kind of cool to finish that story of the power pop, kind of getting some notoriety in those circles, I think is what led to Dave Bash, who runs the festival to kind of reaching out to me and offering me the slot. I think, you know, it's interesting because my second album, Time Kills, came out just before the pandemic. And I took a long time working on that. I was very excited to get it out. But certainly the pandemic interfered with any promotion or performances that were going to happen. And I'd kind of almost written it off as just a timing thing, you know, because even whatever promotion you were going to do, it just didn't feel like the right thing to be doing, you know, with everything that was going on. So anyway, I was, when I got the offer, I was like, of course, I'd love to do it.
You it's know, better I late than never in that sense, right?
Yeah, and you know, we didn't, I didn't have a band or any intention of doing, you know, anything like this. So, you know, you were the first person I kind of reached out to, as well as Kevin, you know, to think about putting a band together. It was, you know, so it was great. You know, kind of drawing on the NIRMA folks, who, again, everyone's kind of been dormant. I mean, things are starting to happen again. Obviously, this festival didn't happen last year. But to be able to kind of, you know, kind of pull some people together, some great musicians together and pull it off, it's pretty exciting, yeah.
Let's let people know what we're talking about. Let's give them a taste of one of your songs. What have you got queued up?
Mrs. Peel.
Yeah, so I think first, just to give you, you know, kind of hit on the power pop, you know, themes and pop culture themes, this is a song I put out about a year ago. And it's a song I had written a while ago because I definitely had a crush on Mrs. Peel or Diana Rigg from the show The Avengers. And if you're not of a certain age yet, you might not have any idea what we're talking about. But and you may know Diana Rigg from, I think she was in the Game of Thrones. She was some character. Again, I apologize. I didn't watch the Game of Thrones, but she was a, you know, character, an elderly queen or something.
Oh, okay. She's a beautiful queen.
Yeah. So, and she passed away last year. You know, she was in her, I want to say, early 80s. But a great British actress, you know, and really got her start in terms of pop notoriety was as this character, Emma Peel, and in this British 1 hour kind of private detective, kind of like Secret Service show called The Avengers.
A little bit tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
The thing that made it amazingly cool, that show, is that it happened exactly when London became the center of the universe.
Right.
The Beatles hit huge. Hard Day's Night was happening. And then there's this Avengers TV show on American TV.
Yeah.
And it was very easy to know who Emma Peel was if you were six, because she was one of the sexiest women on television.
Yeah. And just, you know, again, in terms of like, she was, you know, like you said, it was all tongue in cheek. And there's a line in the song, although your plot is thin, I know you'll always win. And it's very true. The plots are just kind of wacky. And, you know, I mean, there's some violence, but it's kind of cartoonish in a way. And but she's just like this amazing character. And, you know, she just, you know, has all these, you know, martial arts moves, and she just beats up all the guys, basically. You know, like she's gonna.
She's tough.
Yeah,
she's
I got to bring this up because about the song, because I do know the song pretty intimately well now. Because it's one of the things I had to learn. It has its own karate moves as well. There's a lot of jiu-jitsu in this song.
Yeah.
This song has some crazy changes that the first time I heard it, I'm like, how are we going to learn this? This is it's one of the most fun things about working though on it, because once you get it down, it's a real sense of accomplishment.
Yeah,
and it's fun as can be. It's great. It's just a great listen. So let's the audience here. We'll go from there. Mrs. Peel by Eric Rignall.
Mrs. Peel. You
I missed that button. Sorry. I thought I pressed all three.
That's, of course, Eric Crignelli with the track Mrs. Peel. One of the songs that we're going to be playing on Sunday at the Pop Festival?
International Pop Overthrow Festival. So, yeah, it's...
you have to be here for help you with the name. Yeah. I definitely got it.
And it's something, you know, they recently did some shows in Dallas. They've got the New York shows this weekend. They have Boston next weekend.
Where is it going to be?
It's going to be at Arlene's Grocery in Lower Manhattan.
And people can get advance tickets if they like?
They can. You can go. If you go to internationalpopoverthrow.com, you can find go to schedules and IPO 2020 schedules and search for New York. You can find it. You can buy tickets in advance. There's three days of the festival. It starts this Friday. There's a Friday night set. There's Saturday, I believe. There might be even two sessions on Saturday, but certainly a Saturday evening. And then there's a Sunday afternoon, 2 to 5. So
it's a lot of bands, though. It's like you're talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, even on Sunday, we've got like the
2:45.
2:45 slot.
Yeah. Yeah. But, there's several, there's bands before us and after us. So it's be a good afternoon.
The good thing is you don't have to stay up late. You could come out, see some great live music and then go out for dinner and have a great time.
Don't have to get up
early
either.
It's very easy.
Just come out Sunday afternoon if you're in the city. It should be a good time to, if you're driving in, or taking the train, it'll be a good time to come in and get out.
Right. And it's a fun venue. It's well known. I mean, Bad Mary, who was just here, have played at Arlene's Grocery themselves, and they mentioned it as one of their favorite spots to play.
Yeah.
So that's one coincidence. And members of the band that we put together have played there at the same festival with their own bands
before
we formed to do this.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, if we want to talk about the other band members, we have, in addition to Tom Ryan, as we said, on the drums, we have Tom Licamelli. On guitar. And Tom, I think, the Knockout Drops, I think, played there in the past.
Right.
He had mentioned.
Great band. Another band that basically was this close to breaking nationally. I mean, things really could have happened for that band.
Yeah.
But Tom's a great guitar player, and I think it is ideal for what you're doing because Tom has got a great ear for pop. It's exactly where, that's his groove. And he's really good at making his guitar do different things.
Mm-hmm.
So
Yeah, and we've got Don Olson on the bass. He's a great bass player.
Remarkable.
Yeah,
what he does.
We've got Dr. Dan Weymouth on
keys.
Keyboards. Yeah, and we've also got two people doing background vocals. We've got Jessica Upham and Michelle Savory.
Michelle Savory.
Yeah, doing background vocals. So there was like a little bit of a. Tom, thankfully was like, let's see if we can get them in. We had a couple of rehearsals without the background. One of the reasons we picked the band because they all can sing.
When you first asked me if I could, put a band together or help you, pull something together.
Yeah.
The first thoughts that I was having was, bass first. Who would I pick for the bass player? And I thought Don, because I know Don does a lot of solo shows. Mm-hmm.
Tom has a bromance with Don.
I do love to play drums.
Bass players and drummers.
Yeah. We've played together a lot. I mean, I can name other bass players who I love equally, but I mean, I just formed like this bond with Don. And I know that he's a great singer because he sings as a solo artist. So I figured, that should be a good first choice. So if he can do it, that's a great beginning. Then finding the guitar player, coming up with Tom Licamelli was kind of a no-brainer. And same with Dr. Dan. I mean, how could, there's like, who can compare with somebody who is actually good enough to literally be a doctor of music and working out of Stony Brook? That's what he does for a living. I mean, we're talking amazingly talented people.
Yeah, yeah. So it's pretty exciting to get everyone together and to do it. As we listen to some of the music, and you maybe can tell from listening to Mrs. Peel, there's a lot going on. So to try to reproduce some of that live, we're not gonna reproduce all of it. But the more background singers, the more people can pick up a cowbell.
Right. Well,
when
these
necessary,
are not blues changes.
No, it's, you don't just get into a groove and do that for 4 minutes. Yeah, yeah. So I'm sorry.
No, I mean, obviously.
Sometimes I'm like, I just want to write a song that the drummer is not going to be like, what? Wait, what are you doing? You know, I can write this down. You know?
I do. I try to, like, when I first decided, when I said yes and I figured I'd be into this, I started listening to the songs and I'm like, oh, man. Since I don't really read charts the way that you would provide a chart. I can read music, but it doesn't really work for me as a drummer. I've got to find out where my cues are and where certain changes are. So it's a different way of writing. So I got to give myself this weird type of...
He makes shorthand.
Yeah. It's very cryptic. That signals all these changes. And by the time I'm done with the song, I filled up half a page. I'm like, oh my, there's a lot happening here. Yeah. But it's great fun. And now, listen, we didn't have a lot of time. We've had like maybe 4 weeks.
Yeah.
One rehearsal a week,
One more coming up this week, but yeah, I think we'll be in pretty good shape.
Oh, we got, everybody's competent, more than competent. Yeah. Everybody's exceptional. Yeah. So I'm glad for that.
Hopefully, if we can get people to come down and check it out, it'll be exciting.
We'll repeat it again. Just remember, we're talking about Arlene's Grocery Sunday afternoon.
Do you know what day it is?
No, if it's Saturday, I'm in trouble.
November 14th, Sunday, November 14th, right. 2:45. And in addition to seeing us, there's be a whole slate of bands, and again, geared toward that power pop, pop music, rock, pop rock music, let's just call it. And, it'll be a great time.
Just to show the diversity of it, because I think you are a breathing example of just, how power pop does not mean one simple thing. The next song that you've got queued up falls into the category, but it's totally different from this. And in fact, this is much more of almost like a soul groove.
Yeah. Yeah. This is, the next song is from the Time Kills album, and it's called Wagon. And I think one of my other passions or styles of music that I enjoy is that kind of soul, R&B, trying to write in that vein. This was a song I came up with. We did also, one thing we won't be reproducing live is the string parts that we have on here. But we do, we also had a couple of really great background singers sing on this. Catherine Russell and Andrika Hall sang on the recording. And, it's in a different vein. But we're going to do it this weekend and tie it all together. So
we didn't mention, Jessica Upham and Michelle Savory as far as
we did.
Well, I mean, in terms of like their own abilities and what they do. I mean, Michelle's been working with her own band for years and Jessica is like a superstar for Nirma as far as I'm concerned. So we're in good hands there as well. And this is a song, well, hopefully they'll be shining.
Yeah.
This is called Wagon on 90.3 WHPC.
Look at me. Can't you see I'm drowning? I set you free, so go and tie your wagon to another man. Can't you see it's a revolution? So let it be, and go and tie your wagon to another man. Try.
That is one of the songs that absolutely convinced me that I had to do this. When you sent me like the tunes, and you told me, asked me about it, I said, "Well, let me hear the material," because I was, you know, wondered what I'd be getting myself into. I heard that, and I'm like, "Wow, that is something." Could you imagine if we could actually come close to capturing that feel? And I just love it. I love the arrangement.
Yeah, thank you.
The musicians you worked with on this are quite inspiring, quite honestly.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, all of my recordings that I've done, I've worked with. So Rich Pagano has been the drummer on all of the anything that you're going to hear of me, you know, in my solo stuff. He's a great drummer. I think actually Tom told me he was in a band with him way, way back.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But Rich
Tom
played,
Lucamelli?
Yeah, yeah. How about Rich that? Played. Rich is a Long Island kid too. But he's, you know, he's in the city and he plays in the Fab Four. They're like one of the top Beatle,
I've
you know,
got
bands.
Yeah, their Christmas
Will Lee
record.
And, yeah, so he's great.
That's him?
And he knows. So he's also close with Kevin Bentz, and that's how I got to kind of get introduced to his playing and really liked his style because he played on some of Kevin's stuff, and I was like, I thought he would be a good fit for my stuff. And then on Time Kills. We brought in John Conti to play the bass my first album. Kevin and I kind of did. I think Kevin actually played the bass, but I came up with a lot of the parts. But John played on Time Kills, and he's just amazing bass player. And at some point, we're going to play a new song that I'm just releasing, where John's just off the charts on the bass. So I look forward to that. But those are my guys, and Kevin Bentz on keyboards. He's kind of, and production and helps me, you know, keeps me in line with some of the arrangements and things like that. So
I think it's great to just see a lot of these songs, you know, literally coming to life in a live band's hands.
Yeah.
Your recordings are inspirational. I mean, there's really not much that I would want to do, as you know. I mean,
yeah.
The way I'm really trying to emulate more or less what's there, because I think that they all did a really good job of thinking out what they were doing. Mm. The differences, as far as I can tell, seem to come more out of personality differences than actual parts.
Yeah.
Not a lot of changes, but I mean, we've all we're hungry to play, and I think people are hungry to hear live music again. So I'm really hoping that this Sunday that there's going to be just an opportunity for people to just sit back and enjoy something. It's not an assault.
Right.
It's meant to be, you know, a genuinely enjoyable show with a lot of bands that are basically of a pop vent.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, and I'll mention again, it's the International Pop Overthrow Festival at Arlene's Grocery. It's all weekend, starts Friday night and runs through Sunday. We'll be playing Sunday afternoon at 2:45. So
make sure I know that.
Yeah. Well, you're traveling. You and Tom are both traveling from out of state, so you know, I think you'll have enough time to get there, but you know,
I'll
much more comfortable when I see your face.
I promise you, we'll leave early. Yeah. I'll probably be there to open the show.
I'm going to turn. Can you turn on your tracker or like watch you on my iPhone? Be like, all right, Tom's he's at the Throg's Neck. Here he comes.
You got to get one of those things attached to the bottom of my car so you can see where I am. Yeah. All right, you want to play another track?
Yeah.
There's two versions of this you mentioned. There's one that's on the actual album, and you had a single version of it.
Yeah.
I'm wondering why there are two versions.
So we're going to go back to the Carol's Year album. This is a track called Unreliable Friend. And again, we're for the show, we're certainly sticking with things that would be a little more clearly in that power pop vein. So this was the song on my first album that was, you know, it's pretty straightforward power pop, but fitting it into that album, which had some more ballads and slower songs, you know, we toned it down a bit, to fit into the album.
That makes sense.
But, you know, I always had this, I think when I originally wrote it, it was like more of a garage kind of surf number, and then we turned it into what was on the album. But then after the album, we wanted to kind of have a single version, which is, you know, we just added, you know, made it stand out a little bit more. There's another guitar. There's
that cool Farfisa sort of sound.
Yeah, we
that
boosted the organ a bit more, and it's a little bit sped up a bit, you know. But yeah, so that's the version we'll play at the show, and that's the version that we'll.
Good, then I can sit here and practice while I listen. On 90.3 WHPC, once again, here's Eric Rignali. You know, at this exact point, I want to thank Jason, the regular host of Rock Overdose, for giving us this hour to do what we are doing. Jason dedicates his show to great music from the 60s and the 80s, pop stuff. And so in that sense, I think that what Eric is doing, I mean, we just had this opportunity because I was so grateful for it, because with the show coming up this weekend, what could be better?
Yeah, perfect.
And what better show than a show that is basically featuring music of the 60s to 80s, when really that is like the
vibe.
Yeah, the power pop, when you think of it, you think, oh yeah, that's all from that era, that's all what that's about. And these songs have got that feel, but with contemporary production.
Yeah.
So I think that's really cool. So since we're talking about the songs, I should ask you to point out to the audience, if they're interested, where can they hear this other than basically, of course, what we're playing now?
Yeah. Obviously all the streaming platforms, so, Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, so it's I release all my music on all those.
Eric Crugnale, though. Spell it. Crugnale.
Right. Eric Crugnale.
Add him to your playlist
Great stage name. Yeah, so follow me. How do you? I think on my website. So my website also is ecru.band. So
Alexa, play Eric Crugnale.
Yes. And it's funny because Siri pronounces it Crugnale. So okay. If I need to call someone in my family, I have to say Crugnale, which is actually, it's an Italian name, actually. So that's actually the correct pronunciation.
Siri gets it right for a change.
Wow. Yeah. So, Siri's so serious.
Yeah, she's really, maybe I need to change it. But but yeah, you can get it, Spotify, any of the streaming, my website as well. I think you can buy CDs probably on Amazon if you want CDs.
I still do.
Yeah.
I know
it's
an old school thing. Yeah. I'm showing my age, but I do.
Yeah. Or, if you go on my website and message me, I can definitely, hook you up with a CD. We'll be selling merch at the event, at the show on Sunday, the International Pop Overthrow Sunday, 2:45 at Orleans Grocery, just to plug that again.
And if I may say something that I probably say out loud about 50 times a week, support live music.
Yeah.
Please support, especially now. I know so many people who are professional musicians. Eric is lucky enough to not basically have to rely exclusively on music, but we both know a lot of people who do. And this past 2 years have not been kind to them. It's been really, really difficult. It's always difficult for musicians because, whatever inflation does, whatever else changes, the rates that musicians get paid have pretty much stayed the same since 1968. It hasn't changed much at all.
Yeah.
And doing it for a living, you're doing it for love. And life would be so boring if it wasn't for music. And the people who create it and bring it to us and offer it to us live just deserve to be heard. So please support live music.
Yeah, I'm so grateful to be able to do it and be creative and have this outlet. But you do want, you do love when people will come out and show their support and you want people to hear it. You want, you're not just doing it for your own gratification. You really want to share it with people. So
that's so great if somebody recognizes you. It's like, oh, you did that song. I mean, you get goosebumps sometimes because it's like, oh God, I live for moments
really,
like that.
Yeah, it really means a lot when you hear that. Absolutely. The other thing I was just going to mention quick, you can also go to my Bandcamp page. If you go to Bandcamp, ericrugnale.bandcamp.com, and then you can get links to that from my website.
What's the website again?
It's ecru.band. I didn't realize ecru was a color, and I was thinking,
beige.
You would know. And someone told me that, and I'm like, oh, that should be my stage name. That's kind of cool. It's the ecru. But it was ecru.com was taken by some clothing company, so I got ecru.band. But I just decided to own, keep it under my name. But you can buy downloads on Bandcamp as well.
Yep.
So if you want to download, high fidelity, you can do that on Bandcamp.
Mainly, though, what we're really trying to do now is maybe just tickle your fancies a little bit and see if we can maybe get you out to see some live music. It's great for the festival because every musician benefits. not just us. I mean, every band that's a part of this, the people who put the festival on, this thing's been running for over a decade, right? Maybe 20 years.
Over 20 years. I mean, it started in 1998 in L.A., so yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they do this.
20 years in New York. Yeah.
They've played at the Cavern in Liverpool and some of the festivals. And I've known friends who've actually done it.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's...
Yeah, it's exciting that he's been able to bring it back this year, so hopefully people come back
you know,
and see it. He's been doing it for 20 years in New York, so people must have, you know, he must have had a reason to keep bringing it back. He's got, you know, people that come down, so hopefully they'll be back this year.
And downtown's a perfect place for it to be.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
So what do you want to play next?
So next I thought we'd play, this is a song that's just coming out. You can get it on my Bandcamp page, and it should be out on streaming any day now. Long story short, when we went up to Rich Pagano's studio to do the drum track for Mrs. Peel, I was like, well, we need to have a second song. Like, we can't just go for one song. This was something I had knocking around. It's an instrumental. It's a riff I would just play all the time. And we knocked this song out just really quickly in that day and then waited. And we did overdubs and things and brought John in to play the bass, as I mentioned earlier. And this is a song called Too Good to Be True, and it's subtitled A New York Theme, because it's, I'll just say it's about New York, okay?
Without words.
Yeah, without words.
Fantastic.
Yeah. On
90.3 WHPC, once again, of course, here's Eric Ragnalli. We'll be right back.
like a little reverb or
that song totally rocks. That rocks. It's awesome. But I mean, I've got to tell a real quick story because I thought this was funny when it came up. Okay, so Eric gives us a list of songs. We have, you know, the time slot is about a half hour. So we picked out six songs. And when, as I'm listening to the six songs that we're going to do, I'm thinking, these are really complicated songs, very different styles. It's going to take a long time, not only for me to just get it down, but then we got to get a band together. And we only had, by the time we really fully had the band together, I think there were 3 weeks left. And so everybody had to be working fast. And we're 2 weeks in with maybe a week and a half to go to the gig. And you say, maybe we should do this live instrumental. We'll add this into the mix, you know, like it would mix things up. And it would definitely mix things up because it's totally different. But I'm like, that's madness. We've got so much work to do.
My concept was just to get to the court, to get to kind of the bridge. And that, you know, and just that would be like a little teaser of the song.
Like a little,
say, you know, you crazy kids.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it would have been a fantastic idea if we had one more week. I bet you we could have done it.
Could have snuck it in there, yeah.
But
you can pick, it should be out on streaming any day, but you can go to Bandcamp if you want to hear that again.
Right? Yeah, and in fact, I definitely advise that you do because then you can, you know, mess around and maybe you'll get pick up on the idea that you can actually, you know, you're not going to hear us play that one yet.
Right.
But who knows where this leads? You know, will we be to get together again and maybe doing it in some other format or with another showcase or something?
Yeah,
anything's possible. So
it's been so much fun doing it. So
And this is our post pandemic first really big hit. So it's been wonderful.
Yeah.
I appreciated the opportunity, Eric, very much to be able to do this.
Yeah,
and
thank you. I appreciate you doing it.
Getting together with everybody again. Yeah. Now we got one more song.
Yeah.
That I want to, and I know that this is the one that you were holding back on, thinking, you probably are thinking that it was maybe too pop. And I heard this and I'm like, that's the hit. That would be the radio hit. There's almost no doubt in my mind when I first heard it. And I said, it's as inevitable as the fact that it's part of a power pop that you have to do this song. And thank you for listening to me. I mean, I hope I'm right.
Yeah,
I hope it's not bad advice.
Because it gets a lot of, you know, a lot of people do, you know, their ears perk up when they hit it. From a songwriter perspective, it's probably one of my simpler songs, so I'm not as attached to it as some of the more complicated ones. But I appreciate that people like it, and it's accessible, and we're definitely going to do it. It's going to be great. And it's the title track. I did name my album after it. It's the title track of Time Kills. So, you know, it's important in that regard. So we'll play that. I guess, do we want to just pitch the show one more time?
Please. Absolutely, of course we do.
It's the International Pop Overthrow Festival. It's this weekend at Arlene's Grocery in Manhattan. You can go to internationalpopoverthrow.com for more information, but there's a Friday night show, a Saturday, and Sunday afternoon, which is where I'll be performing, 2:45 p.m. So you can get your tickets in advance as well on through links on that website. But we hope to see you out there. And
come on down. For all you people who know me as like the wacky voice on WHPC, you can come down and actually watch me move my arms around in the air a little bit. All right. Thanks so much, Eric. I'm so glad to have you here. And thanks for listening. Yeah. And we really hope we can see you on Sunday. Take care, everybody.
Bye.
Time kills, especially when you're waiting for someone to find you, wishing somebody else, 'cause you know you can't live with the drama, wishing that life could be calmer, wishing that
you should try again. Go ahead now that I say, life is too short to regret. Wish you were somebody.